Thank you very much. I'm reminded this morning of a time when we had a similar issue, derivatives, and one of our colleagues on the Senate floor said, we can't regulate derivatives, we don't understand them. And then shortly thereafter, our whole U.S. economy blew up. So I guarantee you, we can look at this market and we can understand what's going on, and we certainly can benefit from more transparency. Since I served on the Judiciary Committee for a short period of time and then started this work on Senator Grassley, we were able in the Affordable Care Act to give CMS and the Department of Justice the ability to look at these numbers without disclosing them. And it's that kind of policing in the market that we expect people to do so that consumers from the vertical integration that's happened don't suffer from the concentration. So I love the Costco model. In fact, I'm trying to drive it into some other healthcare decision making, because if you buy in bulk, yes, you should get a discount. The question here is, who is getting the discount? Is the consumer getting the discount, or the very manufacturers who own the PBMs getting the discount and pocketing it? And when we looked at this issue when it was Merck Medco, that's exactly what was happening. People were negotiating with King County and a union, just like you discussed, and saying, okay, we negotiated a 35% discount. They gave the union 5% of the discount, and the company and the drug manufacturer pocketed the 35%, the very people who owned the drug. So these are the practices that are driving Americans crazy, and they want some transparency. So I want to go back to Dr. Trish, since you're the resident expert here on the long study of this. What has changed? All the witnesses mentioned the vertical integration. So what's happened here is fewer people own the ability to create competition and buy the price. So I want you to explain what's changed over the last decade about that, that has allowed this concentration of power. And then if you could also explain why this discount isn't being passed on and why now it's squeezing Dr. Optibro, because he has no recourse. He's a buyer, he's buying the drugs, but then he's not getting reimbursed for the price of the drug. So that's what's going on here. So why has this market power and concentration been accelerated over the last whatever period of time it is? I'm saying it's 10 years, but maybe it's shorter or longer, I don't know.
Absolutely. So if you look at the history, what we've seen is a considerable degree of integration in this industry where PBMs are no longer freestanding entities, but instead all of the three biggest PBMs are integrated or owned by a health plan, a health insurer. Many of them also own or have a footprint in the pharmacy market, or at least in the specialty pharmacy market, and some in the healthcare provider market as well. And so that is now an entrenched set of incentives where they can, you know, have an incentive to essentially steer funds to themselves preferentially over to other independent pharmacies or other examples like that. So if you look at a world where, you know, there are certainly examples where vertical integration can improve the way that markets function, but it also raises questions about incentives, right? And so if you're a PBM that is integrated or affiliated or owned by a health insurer, and you're thinking about, do I want to preferentially have my contract benefit my health insurer relative to the other health insurers in the market? You know, that's the type of question that we need to better study. Likewise, if you own the pharmacy or a set of pharmacies and you want to have more favorable reimbursement terms to the pharmacies that you own or that are affiliated with or steer the business there, that can harm the independent pharmacies that are not affiliated. And that's exactly the type of contract structure that we need more insight into to understand how this is playing out in the market.
I definitely don't want a concentration of power. There are some, and there are some who are even these companies who don't even want, they just want all mail order. That's what they want. And I can tell you, I believe in the pharmacist. I believe in the interaction that they have with the patient. I believe that it's a consult that's valuable to keep in our community. So, but that aside, it's the consumer who's not getting the discount. If you're buying on my behalf, whether it's a plan for, you know, the U.S. government, a county, or a business, I'm hearing complaints now from big businesses in my state who are saying, these people are cornering the market. It's affecting big employer plans because they're doing the same thing. They have that much concentration of power. So we have no transparency onto what discount. Do you have any idea what kind of discounts are being driven? Do you have an idea about what percentages?
So what we do know, I can tell from the work that, in, especially in the insulin space where there's a bit more transparency thanks to some of the state efforts and other things that have happened, what we have seen is that over time, PBMs have in fact been effective at lowering the net prices that those insulin manufacturers are receiving. But that, as you just described, is not the price that we as people or patients actually care about. What we care about is how much we are spending on these products. And the research that we showed, that we've done, has shown that that's roughly been flat over time. But what's happening is the share of those dollars that are going to the supply chain have increased rather than the dollars that are going to the manufacturers. But you're right that the consumers themselves aren't benefiting.
Thank you. Senator Cruz.